What did Amber do? Now, the update on the drama surrounding coworkers and what you overheard them say about you in the bathroom.
Hi, Ben and Kelly. It's me again.
Hi.
Just wanted to give you an update after listening to the segment you did with my story. Mm. First of all, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because hearing all the listeners weigh in actually made me laugh when I really needed it.
Oh.
So I decided to take the advice of the Petty Betty crowd.
Oh, no.
And oh, boy, did I commit. I mean, I went all in.
Okay, this is not what I suggested, but what the Peanut Gallery did.
I started typing up anonymous little notes and leaving them on my coworkers' desks.
What?
Stuff like, I know what you did, and you will be found out. What is this?
That sounds like a murder.
Did we just launch it?
Like, I know what you did last summer. I know.
I don't think anybody suggested that, Amber.
Wait.
Nobody suggested that. That is not.
We did not say
no.
Type up ransom notes.
We did not. None of the Petty Buddies said that. Let's, for the record. Let's just, for the record.
Wow.
I'll continue.
Okay.
You'd think I planted a dead rat in their desk drawers the way they've been spiraling. Within a couple of days, they were totally freaking out. They even came up to me asking if I knew anything about the notes.
Huh?
I just shrugged and said, I don't know anything about that. I'm not very qualified.
Oh.
Nail painting emoji.
Oh, wow.
Then the other day, I casually walked past them in the break room, smiled, and said, isn't it funny how people think the boss only gave me this job because he thinks I'm cute? That was suggested. We did suggest that.
Wow.
That was what we suggested. The look on their faces was priceless.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, things are getting pretty wild at work. I'm still keeping it together, though, and keeping my job.
Mm.
But I just wanted to let you know that your listeners have officially turned me into a menace. Crying laughing. I'll keep you posted if the saga takes another turn.
Wow.
Wow.
So
the notes were aggressive.
The notes went a little hard. That was hard in the paint. That was like
hard in the paint. Oh wow.
Damn.
Well, I know what you did. You'll be found
out. So obviously she understands that they know that she knows and that she's behind the notes.
Like, I think by now.
Like it has to that has to be a thing, right?
I think maybe they probably connected those dots.
Trina just texted us and said, love it. Did I just find my best friend and soulmate?
I think you did. I think you did. Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Amber. That's not... So you did everything that I did not want you to do.
Right.
But, you know, if it goes well for you, it goes well for you. Thank you for the update.
The results that we have seen is now they know.
Now they know.
So now it's out there. We'll see if they turn it around, start being nice to her for fear that maybe she'd go tell the higher-ups.
You will be found out.
Wow.
Like, that could mean anything.
That feels aggressive.
You know what? I'm just going to start typing up those and leaving them on people's desks here.
Feels like a threat.
Just putting them on people's desks right here. I know what you did. They'll be like, what? What'd I do? What'd I do? How'd they know? How did they find out?
Sean is also now going to take a cue from that. Said I'm going to start leaving ominous letters to people who upset me.
Oh, geez.
I don't know. That's best practice, but.
Yeah, like I said, Amber works. Amber did not do anything that I suggested.
Oh, no. She heard some things and then she went
and then she interpreted
way
them
yeah. further.
And then she interpreted them for her own. Okay. All right. Hey, thank you.
I respect it, though.
Thank you for the update, Amber. We appreciate you getting
this
back with us. If there is a third part of the saga,
I need there to be.
Keep us posted.
Okay.
All right. Group therapy there on 99.7 DJX, the update.